For millions of sports fans in this country, this may turn out to be the longest weekend of their lives. The planet's most popular sport, soccer, continues on the playing fields of Japan and Korea in a fight for the World Cup. Basketball fans will have the NBA Finals to watch. And how can a sportsaholic miss the sister act at the French Open women's final? Also, many sports aficionados will want to witness any one of three golf tournaments, major tournaments for the women and for the seniors. There will be the Belmont Stakes, there will be the thrill of interleague baseball play, and no one who's interested in hockey would dare miss the Stanley Cup Finals. And also there's a boxing heavyweight championship fight, not to mention Sunday's Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal and an NCAA track and field competition. So it is likely to be a combination of delight and challenge for sports fans like Rob Venezuela of Austin, Texas.
You know, I mean, sports have pretty much been inside me from the get-go, and so I'll be busy on the tube or a sports bar.
How many sporting events can you follow simultaneously using the remote?
Simultaneously? Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I could definitely watch a baseball, basketball, and, you know, do a little hockey, too, at the same time. I mean, you got the time in between innings to switch over and catch the action during a basketball game. And then during the commercial time there, you flip over, catch a little golf, catch about 45 minutes of that by the time you get back to the baseball game. You know, a little more of the plot of the game is kind of thickened up a little bit, and you're in the later innings, and you're ready to watch the end of that. I mean, I could pretty much watch three or four sports at the same time.
Of course, the Belmont Stakes, something like that. I mean, you can't really flip away from that very easily.
Well, you can't, but that's only a few minutes of your time anyway.
Mm-hmm. And the Lewis Tyson bout could be...
That could be very, very quick.
That could be pretty quick also.
Yeah.
So this weekend, in terms of television sports, this is the feast.
It's pretty tough. It's going to be tough to catch everything at one time. You may need one or two, maybe three TVs to catch all of it.
Now, this is a tough question now. I want you to think about this carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that there is, this weekend, too much sports on television?
Ooh. You know, to this weekend, that may be a little bit of a problem. Everything's kind of thrown in all together at one. But to say too much sports, that's kind of like saying you're putting too much whipped cream on an ice cream sundae. It can't really happen.
That's Rob Venezuela of Austin, Texas, who at least has the weekend off from his job waiting tables to take in all of these sporting events.